I'd like to call to order a regular meeting of the City Council for the City of Shore Acres, Texas on Monday, May 12, 2014 at 7 p.m. The first order of business is roll call.
Stephen Jones, present.
Bo Bunker, present.
Matt Weber, present.
Rick Moses, present.
Mike Wheeler, present.
And Alderwoman Snell has called in absent, and I believe for good reason. The next item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes for regular council meeting April 28, 2014. If council has had an opportunity to review those minutes, I'll entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for my meeting April 28, 2014.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Not a period. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda are council reports and requests. And I believe we have a report from Mayor Pro Tem.
Good evening, everybody. Two things. First off, starting off with Nancy Snell, Alderman Snell, I just spoke with her a while ago. For those that don't know, her son's in critical condition in one of the hospitals, and she's asking for thoughts and prayers. Everybody, the citizens have been real good about contacting her, and she really appreciates that. And I just spoke with her. She just called me for the council meeting. So I wish everybody keep her thoughts and prayers in for her son in serious condition. I really don't want to go into his condition unless she wants to, but I believe he's a Methodist, I believe. But keep her in your thoughts and prayers, please. And that's why she's unable, of course, to attend tonight. But thank you. And with that being said, second item of business, I would like to see if we could move, make a motion maybe to move our meeting. We schedule our meeting on the 27th of May, the next council meeting, the day after Memorial Day. Because of scheduling conflicts for myself and actually Mr. Stahl also, I'd like to see, we're going to canvass the votes on the 19th of this month. But I'd like to see if we could just schedule that meeting from the 27th to the 19th, canvass the votes, have a regular council meeting, and start it all at 7 and do it all at one time and knock it out with the approval of the rest of the council.
We have a motion on the table to reschedule the meeting on the 27th to the 19th. Is there any discussion?
It is a Monday night, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Is that going to create any problems for notifications or anything like that?
No.
If there's no further discussion from council, are there any comments from citizens at this time? None appearing. We will certainly entertain a motion. Oh, I'm sorry, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Stephen. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? With none appearing, the motion carries. The next item on the agenda under 6.0 is public hearings, public comments. At this time, the citizens are invited to approach council and speak on any subject they see fit, as long as it does not appear on the current agenda. Please keep in mind that council is prohibited from responding to items that do not appear on the agenda. And at this time, we will entertain the citizens' comments. We'll start on the right hand of the room, and we'll move to the... I'm sorry, your left, my right. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew Thompson, 203 and 127 Racers Boulevard. Is my understanding with the latest election that we will then have a vacant position on the council, and as I stated in previous elections, I think that it would behoove this council to look at the next top vote getter to be the person that would be appointed to that position. It would have, at least that person would have been in front of the citizens, put themselves out there for election, and hopefully would be willing to be appointed. So I would urge you to do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll continue on down. Yes, sir.
I'm Neil Moyer, North Country Club Drive. I think now that the elections, at least this round of elections, it's 2 weeks from now we get to vote again, it's time for us all to take pledge of allegiance to our community and to commend those voters who exercise their civic duty, which is one major part of our democracy. Now is not the time to pull out the fishing poles and continue carving. We need to pull together, not just pull our city apart. Our long-term community volunteers also need to keep their eyes open and listen to all, serve all, and not just parochial interests. And finally, I too would like to add to the comment that we should all pray for Nancy's family tonight and in the future as they go through this crisis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. This is the passive information on the Army Corps of Engineers recently issued the permit from the Port Houston Authority to start dredging in Bayport Channel. And they're supposed to start within 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be going on for over a year. I don't know what the status of the noise is going to be. I know there was some petitions, a few citizens asked the Army Corps of Engineers to restrict the dredging to daylight hours, 7 to 7. But I don't know what the permit says. So, but it'd probably be a little bit noisy depending on where you live in relationship to the channel. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am.
Darlene Bay, 616 Baywood. Just a statement. There's a mayor city council dinner Thursday night. They have it every month at a different location. And it would be nice to see our city represented at these meetings at least occasionally. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Benedict Doogie, 825 South Country Club Drive. I reported a leak to the city about 2 months ago. I didn't know whether it was water or sewer. There's something running in the ditch, okay? This employee came out. He said, oh, it's water. But he said, the leak is too slow to fix. So now for about 3 months or so, this water is running into the bay. And it starts about 805 South Country Club Drive and goes to the bay on my side of the street.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Phil. I thought you and Mr. Doogie put your hands up at the same time. But I apologize.
No, double rate. You'll hear from me if I do.
Fantastic. Okay. Are there any others who wish to address council this time? Yes, ma'am.
Vicki, 414 Baywood. Congratulations to all of our new our mayor, our new aldermen. Wish you great success. You have been a very good mayor in a short term.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are there any others who wish to address council? Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. After this last LaPorte ISD bond election that passed, and I understood, didn't sound like, I don't know that it didn't pass the Serangers, but I know they had a citizens advisory group that they went out and talked to before the bond election. And I was really disappointed that Shore Acres wasn't involved in that at all, so that we had some knowledge of what kind of, this is actually our biggest taxing authority. We pay more taxes to LaPorte ISD than anybody else. So I'd like to see our council a little more involved in the school district and kind of know what they're doing. Because we also want to know what they're doing with the property for Bachelor Houston. And if people didn't know, it's $1.5 million that they're putting in the Bayshore, which is a brand new school.
And was there a specific title to that citizens advisory group?
They just called it a citizen. That's what I remember it saying. And they were all from the court. I don't think we had anyone from Story. I don't think Morgan's Point was represented.
Are there any other citizens who wish to address council at this time? If they're not appearing, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Administrative report, City Administrator David Stahl. General Activity Report, David.
I'll start off with the election.
We had 234 voters cast ballots in the city election, both early voting and on Saturday. We didn't have any difficulties or problems during the course of the election this year, which is good. There was a little delay in the equipment in splitting out the ISD bond issue from the city election at the request of the school district. It was done on two separate ballots, and those of you that voted in both got two tickets and had to vote. We do have a representative of the equipment here on election day, and it took about, 45 minutes or so for him to get that to split out and print the tickets out properly. So that was the reason we had a delay on our city election results, was getting all that information out of the system. But I'd like to, in particular, thank Stan Krause, J.O. Washington, and Cleo Vino, who's here with us this evening, who all worked on election day. Those of you that have ever worked on election, it's a very long day. It works to be about 14 hours worth of work. Also, I'd like to recognize Annie, who's here hiding, and Ann and Brenda, who all worked on the early voting. So they spent a lot of time in this room doing their work here, waiting on you to come and do your early voting during those days. And, of course, two of those were also 12-hour days where we're open from 7 to 7. So I appreciate everyone's assistance in getting the election done and done well. I sent a news brief out in the last couple days, and I hope everybody saw it. We now are officially in the community rating system for the National Flood Insurance Program, effective May 1st. So anyone who has a flood insurance policy that's written after May 1st of this year or that renews will automatically get the 5% discount. It doesn't require you to do anything special. It will just automatically happen. In the paperwork that was sent, it kind of telegraphs the long process. The paperwork that verifies what our rating is, which was done by FEMA, is dated December 12th of 2012. And that same document was approved by FEMA, an internal document, was approved by them on October 22nd of 2013. And then October was the target that we were shooting for to get that approval so that it would go into effect in May. So it's been a long time coming, and now we'll have an opportunity annually to work on increasing our rating and increasing our discount from the 5% that this offers. Our score on that is 829 points. And the classification break points are in 500-point increments. So we're only 71 points away from the next discount. So we'll work towards doing that, see if we can't earn more discounts for our residents who all should have flood insurance. The water plant is, as you know, up and running. We had the hydrants tested 2 weeks ago, and last week, 2 weeks ago, we did have them tested independently. Last week, we got those results. In the council packet, I put some of those gallon per minute maps in there, and there's a chart here. I know nobody can read it, but it's color-coded, and the column on the left is the same testing that we did in July of 2011. Column on the right is the testing that was done 2 weeks ago, and the color code indicates those hydrants that were below satisfactory and good, and you can see we nearly eliminated the red, which is the below. Over 90% increase in capacity in the entire east end of the city. Also in the council packet is a map, and you can see that we only have two hydrants that fall below 500 gallon per minute now on this side of town, and we have a hydrant that's at 1,000. That said, next week we start our round one water line project, an 8-inch water main from the new plant to Sunrise and Oakdale. That will also add two additional fire hydrants, one on Shore Acres Boulevard and one on the corner of Oakdale and Sunrise. And that will also dramatically increase our water capacity going to the east side of the city.
The west side was not neglected. The new plant going on, I think, is a 27% increase in capacity on the west side of town as well. So the new water plant is performing as we expected it to, and we're real pleased to have that online. The Harris County, I think I reported previously, is going to come in and assist us and reconstruct West Forest between West Country Club and Center. It's the only remaining asphalt street in the Country Club addition area, and they will be putting in concrete street there in drainage. Previously, I reported that our water line there was shallow and would need to be moved, so we have over 100 feet water line, about 200 feet. It's going to be relocated and replaced. Previously, the county was going to relocate the hydrant. They have now decided that that's outside their scope of work, and so we will be responsible for relocating the hydrant. That won't require a new hydrant. We'll just move the one that's there back to the other side of the ditch and get it out of their way. And those materials should arrive this week, and we may start work on that next week. And it needs to be done before the county can start on the road project. The next item that I wanted to mention is a sore subject, and that's our first Monday no heavy pickup trash. We've been having difficulties with the vendor who does that for us. It's not on our contracts. They have agreed previously to pick up the trash. They've been having an ongoing battle with personnel issues and equipment issues, and they've had a hard time getting out here. Unfortunately, we've yet to find an alternative contractor to do that. We don't have a truck to do it. We've approached LaPorte to use their truck to help us out to do it, and they've declined previously. We may take another run at that, but we're trying to get the heavy debris up off of the curbside. That said, the contractor did send a truck out on Friday, a rear loader, and they picked up smaller stuff that they could get into a rear loader, but they do not have a gravel truck yet. They're trying to lease or purchase one so they can come out and service us. And so tomorrow I'll be back with them to see if we can't get that moving forward. And that is what I have to report.
So the trash that's out there now is on the list to be picked up. It is not going to the wayside, or they're. I just want to make sure that it's kind of somewhat of a rhetorical question, but I just want to reassure interested parties that the trash that has been set out in the appropriate time frame will be picked up eventually.
Yes.
Very well.
Hopefully sooner than later.
Yes, I agree. Are there any questions from council concerning any of the administrative reports at this time?
David, when is the contract up for the garbage?
Well, the residential trash collection contract has gone on a month-to-month quite a while ago. So we could go out for residential collection. I've been real hesitant to do anything because they've not given us a fuel adjustment or a cost adjustment in more than 2 years. But that is completely separate from the First Friday heavy pickup.
Is every company going to keep those separate? Or will nobody give us a contract on the heavy trash?
Well, I've not found anybody that will send a gravel truck out once a month to do that.
Unless we have regular trash pickup from them.
Republic Waste is the only one that had the equipment available when we started. And we contacted some of the others, and they didn't have the equipment.
So there's no...
Yes, the alternatives that we're lacking.
So basically, at this time, I mean, there's not really, like, waste management. Like, we really don't have any alternatives out there. Is there any other companies that offer the full service? They get the full meal deal? Do they have grapple trucks? Is there any other ones? I mean, is there any other besides Republic?
Yes. Well, they build that cost into it, then,
right,
and
exactly.
We'd have to open that negotiation. Now, there are some haulers that will send gravel trucks in and pick it up that are not our contractor. But when we got quotes for them to do that, it's the same folks that like Crowder and those that would come in for debris removal after a storm.
Right.
But what they want to charge for that, we'd wipe our budget out in 3 months.
Right.
So it gets to be a cost issue. You pay enough and you'll get somebody who will go buy a truck and come and pick our stuff up.
Do they have an idea
I mean, they're actively looking right now, so there's really no idea. They're just actively looking for a gravel truck.
He was hoping, and the person I talked to there, who is our representative, was hoping to have a truck purchased or leased last week, and it didn't happen, so they sent a rear loader out. Now, it's been about 4 months ago, and we had the same story, and they had negotiated to rent one from the city of Texas City, and then Texas City pulled out.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions, comments at this time from council?
On the flood insurance rating system, is there some kind of plan or something that we can see what we're going to do or try to do to get that 71 points? I mean,
yes, there are 19 different categories, and they're all scored into multiple subsets of that, and it's all weighted. So,
are they on the web page? On our web page?
No. It's about 600 pages.
Is there a summary?
Would you by chance be able to put a package together for council for the plan to achieve that higher rating?
Yes.
And perhaps can that be on maybe the next council meeting?
Something we can see, yeah.
Exactly. You know, this is the summary, which will mean nothing to anyone. It's attached to the letter. And it's a multiple-step process in that we do what we think is going to score certain points. And then it goes to ISO, which is an insurance organization. It's a contractor to FEMA. And they score it, and they determine what they think it's going to be. And then it goes to FEMA, and FEMA calculates the final score.
Yeah, I see. Great.
And it's different at each level. And it's really subjective on a lot of these things.
What can we do to improve, or is there something the city can do?
Not the citizens, but the city. For example, we wanted to participate in weather service program. It's called Storm Ready, and you may have seen the signs going into LaPorte. They're a Storm Ready community. That's through the National Weather Service, and one of their requirements is that your emergency dispatchers have access to the internet. Now, at the time we started this application process, we were being dispatched by Lakeview. The chief in Lakeview would not allow dispatchers to have access to the internet. And so we had done everything else to be storm ready. We had done the things that we have to do here, but that one piece there, we were unable to get them to agree to let the dispatchers have internet, and so we were knocked out. So now we'll go back and LaPorte is a storm ready community, so we know the dispatch will support us there. And we can go back and reapply to the National Weather Service to get the storm weather rating. And then we can use that for our next application round. But a lot of those things, it takes a while to get through each process to get there. There's a whole lot of things that we just keep nibbling at and moving forward. When we first made the application, we thought we were going to get over 1,000 points. But then things like that happened, and we started having little pieces drop out.
All right. Maybe if there was just a way to kind of put some of that back on in a short, don't build the clock, just tell me what time it is type deal. Just a little report so we can kind of see where we're at and what we're
trying
to do.
Maybe a short synopsis of what we're talking about right there, just breaking it down that this is one main storm surge, this is another thing.
Yeah.
If you could put it up on PowerPoint. If you get the time, I understand.
My question is, the things that we need to do within the categories that we're already scoring points to up those points, or do we need to address new issues? Which would be the most effective way?
Yeah, of course, what we did is we get the lowest hanging fruit first, and then there are some things that would take time for us to work into. And I'd say there's a little of both.
Obviously, we want to do everything possible to achieve that next rating because it's going to benefit everybody in the city. But at the same time, be mindful of the budget that we have and what we can spend the money on to justify that.
Right.
And if it's something in addition to what we're already doing or something new that we're going to have to spend time and develop and, you know, like you said, take the law and improve.
And some just have a lead time. Like there's some public outreach things that we can do that we can send out to the public and to realtors who sell property here and document that, and then we can use that to apply. Well, you can't do it retroactively. So at the time we made the application, we hadn't sent any of that stuff out, so we couldn't document what we hadn't sent out. So there are things going forward, and there's some things that we've already been doing that are worth more points, but we weren't doing it at the time we made the application. So.
And how often is this application made?
Really? You, theoretically, you have the opportunity twice a year to apply for an upgrade. There's costs associated with that in terms of time and getting that done. And so most communities at most do it once a year because it takes about a year to get ready to do another upgrade application.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions, comments from council at this time? Are there any citizens' comments concerning any of the reports given at this time? Yes, sir.
There is a website for the community rating system. It's not a simple thing. It's just all magic. It's whatever it is, 600 pages, 400 pages. But it's there. And the discounts go up by percentages. You don't go all the way to 25% like Seabrook has now. You got to go 5 at a time, I believe. And it's all got timelines in it. About 6 months or a year or a year and a half, whatever. But if you really got the time, you want to do a little study, it's on the website.
It also shows you all the towns and what their rating is. So it just gives you an idea where the competition, I mean, how they're doing, you know, before it prints with it.
Got it. Just for clarity, I was asking if we had a plan on our website. I've seen the website. I just was wondering if we had a plan.
Are there any other comments at this time? Yes, ma'am.
Charlotte Wells, 3342 Miramar. Just FYI, one of the speeding vehicles that goes down Miramar is the trash truck. Definitely going over to downtown. Okay.
Not the graphic
truck. Right, I have a sneaking suspicion that it's not the graphic truck. Could it be the FedEx guy or the UPS guy?
Stop and pick up trash and make it a circle.
Yes, thank you. Are there any other questions, comments at this time?
Could we possibly? I don't know. This is just my thoughts. After David made his approach to telling us the seriousness of putting together all of the numbers to qualify for an additional discount on that flood insurance, if Seabrook has got one there at 25, another city's got there at 25, don't we know somebody over there that we might capture some of that information on what they're doing and how they're doing it to possibly help us? Not that David doesn't know what to do, you know, maybe to assist. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I meet monthly with a group of floodplain managers that live in. It took them about 11 years to get there. The process is well defined. There's no magic to it. You know, and a lot of communities don't participate at all, like Morgan's Point. It's not in the program. But if you go to the list on it's floodsmart.gov, then you can see the communities and you can see what ratings they're at, and there's this big range. And there's costs associated with it. So FEMA has a very low rating, so their flood insurance is greatly discounted. But they have a full-time person that does nothing but flood plan management.
And that's costly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any other comments or questions at this time? With another period, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, 7.2. Police Chief Troy Harrison, monthly department report. Chief?
Thank you, sir. I'll be brief. If you look at the statistics provided for you for last month, again, there's nothing that jumps out. There is one number I'll bring to your attention of. The number down for suspicious circumstances at 11. Mm-hmm. And that's a number I've gone back and looked at the last several months. And I think, you're not going to believe I'm going to say this, but I like that number being high. And the reason is, it pays tribute to the citizens of this community that don't mind calling in when they see something that's out of whack. And they'll call and they'll tell us, and it's never, if they call in, and it's important enough for them to call in, we go out and take a serious look at it. Sometimes it's nothing, other times it is something. And I'll use that to lead into the fact that we did have two burglary of motor vehicle calls last week on South Country Club, and both vehicles were left unlocked. And granted, you should be able to leave your vehicles and your houses unlocked, but we know we can't. So, you know, be vigilant. Keep your vehicles locked up when you're asleep at night, and that will just make them go on, maybe not to the next house, but maybe to the next city, and leave us alone. Keep our numbers down. I'll remind you that May is bicycle month. Watch out for the kids on bicycles. We're getting close to the end of school. There's going to be more out there on bicycles, and I see them, and I try to take a chance to stop and talk to them sometimes, because I see kids on bicycles that are, you know, they're driving a little dangerously, but not paying attention to the cars on the road that are a lot bigger. And, you know, take a chance to be an influence on our smaller kids and let them know how to do that safely. And lastly, I'll just remind everybody, if you didn't know, in 1962, the president declared the week that May 15th fell in as National Police Week. So this is National Police Week. So it's a good week to step back and honor those. I know I've got four good friends on the wall in Washington, and having another one added Thursday. So it's a sad time, but we choose to remember how those guys lived, not so much how they perished. So when you see an officer this week, I just ask you, smile at them, wink at them, hug them, whatever you do, whatever it is you guys do. Most of you in this room hug. I know I hug all of you. But keep that in mind as you go about your business, please.
A little too personal.
Well, I'm a huggable teddy bear.
Thank you very much, Chief. Are there any questions or comments from Council for the Chief this time? If they're not appearing, are there any from citizens at this time? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Neil Moore, North Country Club. Unfortunately, I think I contributed to the suspicious activities statistics. One day last week, I was walking East Country Club. I had my car parked with the flashers on. It was a two-car event.
Are there any other comments at this time?
No, the Chief's doing a good job.
I agree.
Thanks. Completely. Appreciate it.
I appreciate
that. If there are no other comments at this time, Chief, thank you very much for your report.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, item 7.3. Acting Public Works Director Eric Ingram, monthly departmental report. Eric?
Thank you. Public Works purchased $5.1 million of water in April, as opposed to the $5.42 million in March. Public Works employees installed six signs, those signs being from stop signs to speed limit signs, etc. Public Works employees also repaired three mainline water breaks and completed the backfill and sand level ups for those. And we've begun mowing now. Well, it's not going to be too good tomorrow, but we're getting there. Park crews mowed 4.5 miles of the ditch line. And the Public Works guys that are working for us are continuing with their education, and I just want to bring that to light a little bit. John Ruiz has now tested for his water distribution Class D license, which was May 2nd. As I said in last council meeting, Ray Dodd tested for his wastewater collection 2 license. Mr. Dodd is also scheduled to test for his groundwater Class C license on May the 16th, which is very important because we have ground wells, and TCQ requires that whoever works on those or even cuts them on needs that license. Results for the water and wastewater testing is 30 to 45 days after the test date, and as them results become available, I'll present them to council. At the time, you know, we brought special products before me.
Right, well, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from council at this time? Are there any questions or comments from citizens at this time? Yes, sir.
Is there, with this trash that's still out there that we haven't made arrangements yet to have picked up because of the people not having the equipment to do that, is there any way that we could help our citizens, maybe with your forklift or your other, and a trailer or a truck, just to maybe put the trash in one location?
Well, I actually helped out a resident earlier today. If it's a small pile, right, and it's something we can handle, we can get it.
There you go. that was helping the other people get there.
A lot of what they're leaving, I'm sorry, a lot of what they're leaving are the really big, nasty piles.
Yeah.
But if it's, like I say, if it's something small, something we did in a pickup truck, grab our hands, we got no problem with that.
Eric, I meant to ask you a question. I'm sorry. What Mr. Doogie brought up earlier about that water leak, we checked into that. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know exactly which water leak he's talking about. I'm assuming that.
Well, I'm going to ask another question.
What that was? Where was it? 806.
It's at 805.
805. Let's do that.
805 South Country Club.
Yes. Yeah. I think the South Country. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Because the street changes, name changes.
Okay.
I'm sure, South Country Club.
Mr. Doogie, it's on you. Thank you.
Benedict Doogie, what's the procedure when I call in with a water leak? In other words, does someone write a report up, or is it I call the secretary, she calls this gentleman, he sends someone out, and there's no one knows what's going on besides no one. See what I'm saying? Is there something written down? Does this guy that goes out there respond to this report? I check this, and this is what it is.
You're looking for some sort of tracking or ticket or something
yes.
along those lines.
Yes. Is there a work order?
And that's why I would encourage everybody to call City Hall first. That way a work order is generated. Because a lot of times I'll take the calls directly.
Right.
And there's no documentation for it. But yeah, you call them, the work order is generated, they get a hold of me, we send the guys out.
Okay.
And in best case scenario, they will talk to you personally.
The gentleman that came out?
Correct.
Yes, he did. Yes. Okay.
Are there any other questions at this time? Yes, sir.
There's a kayak or canoe launching station on five right off the west side. It's starting to fall apart, and I'm not sure who's responsible for it. I don't think Parks Board, I'm not sure. But all I'm telling you is it's falling apart. It was a pretty good unit, but what is happening, it was screwed together, the planks and so forth, and rusted. Coming loose, and it needs some attention, otherwise it's going to continue to get worse.
We'll take a look.
Are there any other questions? Yes, sir.
I know more in North Country Club. What Eric said is true. One of my neighbors seems to have undertaken a major logging undertaking, and I really think that's something that's beyond the pale as far as the city being able to contribute. I mean, these were pine trees of considerable girth and length at this time, so I presume that they might even be bigger than our contractor women to do either. But you know, a man in a chainsaw is a wonderful thing to behold.
Are there any other questions or comments at this time? Not a fury, we'll complete that report. Thank you, Mr. Ingram. I appreciate it. And I promise we won't keep you here very long. Next item on the agenda is business. Item 8.1, consideration and approval of invoices. If council has had an opportunity to review those invoices, we'll entertain a motion at this time.
I make a motion to approve our invoices.
Rick, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you much. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? If not, hearing, the motion carries. Item 8.2, consideration and action to ratify mayor's nominee. There is no nominee, as that nominee has elected to throw themselves on the mercy of the incoming council. So that appointment will be transitioned to another meeting, hopefully the one on the 19th. With no other business appearing on the agenda, David, due to moving the next meeting, do we need to adjourn formally? Very well asked. Thank you very much. With that being said, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Rick?
Second.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? If not appearing, we stand adjourned. 7:39.